place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by nobody. I got to get a pot out of the way. I've got a slight pet emergency that I need to take care of. So it's just me and me alone on this pod to get you prepared for NFL Week 14. So the good sir, Nathaniel Lundy, make sure you follow him at Nate Lundy if you want some of his selections. And he's probably going to fade all these picks anyway. And also pick up a bottle of Suavecito tequila tonight and start off your weekend right. Available at all Total Wines and more in your area. And if it's not available, demand it. We'd appreciate it, amigos. Gracias. All right, so let's go ahead and get to my favorite NFL side and total, the pick to click. No college football, and we got Army-Navy going on. I might have some action in that. And bonus time a little bit later on in the pod. But sticking with the NFL side of things, let's get you a parlay play, shall we? And this is all money line. So all I need is these teams to win straight up. And if they do, it is plus 550. Yeah, get seduced by that juice and work those shoulders if this one does cash. I think the Cincinnati Bengals are going to take down the Cleveland Browns and the battle for Ohio. Deshaun Watson is still very rusty after the long layoff, and Joe Burrow has been firing all cylinders right now. Plus, likelihood to get Joe Mixon back, and he's going to be a key cog, I think, offensively for this Bengals team. You look at the Browns, they got up not only vertically 7.11 pass yards per attempt, but 5.11 yards per carry and over 111 rush yards per game to the running back position. So I think the Bengals score the victory. Leg numero dos. Give me Detroit, the Lions. Not so much Hello Kitties here of late. Taking on the Minnesota Vikings. I know a lot of people still floored that Minnesota is an underdog at 10-2 in this game against the 5-7 Lions, who were surging at the right time. But it's understandable because Detroit has been dynamite at home. And specifically, Jared Goff has got a 17-3 touchdown interception split within the friendly confines of Ford Field and a 104.5 passer rating to boot. And you look at Minnesota, really struggling a pass defense the entire season. That has been their bugaboo. 8.02 pass yards per attempt, 299.6 pass yards per game, 16 passing touchdowns in total. And Detroit in a shootout, pew, 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 gets the victory. And leg numero tres. I think the Chargers are going to upset the Miami Dolphins there at home. Miami just subpar defensively, giving up 7 pass yards per attempt to close to 250 pass yards per game. I know the Chargers have lost 3 of the last 4, but they're going to get Mike Williams back in form to go along with Keenan Allen, who's got a couple of games under his belt, to go along with Josh Palmer, who's been spectacular this year. Gerald Everett's probably going to make some noise out of the tight end position. You know, Austin Eckler is a man who can do it all. And defensively, yeah, they have their warts. But this team, I think, outscores somehow, some way the Miami Dolphins in a game that could be what? 1st-40 wins. So again, Bengals, Lions, and Chargers, if all those three score the victory, plus 550 at BetMGM. With that on the board, let's get after it with another edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, number five on this Fade Five is another than Miles Sanders. I'm going to go with an anytime touchdown at plus 129. Yeah, it seems like a gift from the gambling gods here, available at Caesar Sportsbook. You look at Sanders. He's got 3 TDs in his last couple of games. Has raised his season rushing touchdown total to 9. 32 total red zone touches, which is the 10th highest of any running back in the league, and number 17 in yards after contact per attempt. So in terms of the advanced analytics, he's been getting the job done. In terms of the visualization that you see front and center, he's been getting the job done. And you look at the matchup. The Giants, it's a massive game for them within this division. I think they're going to play Philly somewhat tough, but they have been susceptible on the ground. 11 combined touchdowns. They have surrendered to the running back position, giving up 5.12 yards per carry and 100 18.5 rush yards per game to RBs as well. So Sanders better damn well be in your fantasy lineup, and somebody worth a few bucks on an anytime touchdown plus 129 at Caesars Sportsbook.
Number four.
All right, numero quattro on the Fade Five today. St. Brown. I'm going to take the over on 7.5 receptions at plus 115. Holy moly, at BetMGM. Another well-packaged gift that you could make some buckaroos on. You look at St. Brown. You've seen 28.7% of the team target share. That's 9.1 targets per game from the arm of Jared Goff. He has one of the highest catch rates in the entirety of the NFL, which means he's got great hands, which means he's highly reliable. You know, he runs a lot of those underneath routes, but also gets some chunk gains on occasion down the field as well. He has caught at least 8 balls in 3 of his last 4 contests. And over that 4-game stretch, a massive 41 total targets he has enticed from Jared Goff. And he's going to get a lot of Shandone Sullivan in coverage. The slot corner for the Minnesota Vikings has given up a 77.6% catch rate, 109.6 passer rating, and 4 guys have gone over this summer against the Vikings who've also given up 8+ pass yards per attempt. So rah, 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 crank the Lady Gaga. He scored the over on 7.5 receptions at plus 115 at BetMGM.
Number three.
All right, next up, let's live in the London Down Under. And, you know, maybe you got to go to the Outback Steakhouse, get your blooming onion. Every time I hear that music or anything Australian related in the background, it's delicious. It's a fried onion. How could you not love it? And how could I not love this wager? And that is the under on Devin Singletary, 44.5 rush yards. Juice up a little bit right now. Minus 130, pulled this line from DraftKings Sportsbook. Why am I fading Singletary? Well, he's been over in his last 4 games. And, you know, you've seen the opportunity share just slowly whittle down as more work is going to James Cook. Still a formidable force in this backfield. But recall back in week 9. When he traveled to New York and faced his Jets team, 8 carries, 24 yards. That's it. The underlying data, not all that supportive. Number 33 in yards created per touch, RB 30 in yards after contact per attempt. And the Jets have given up 4.08 yards per carry, along with 88.7 rush yards per game. That's it to the running back position. Now, the Ocho, 8 guys have gone over 44.5 rush yards to the running back position against the Jets, 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 Jets. But I think this is going to be more of a Josh Allen game on the ground, much like it was the first time around. And Allen, too, may not do a whole lot of damage through the air. Could have something related on that note in bonus time in a little bit. But right now, Devin Singletary under 44.5 rush yards, minus 130 at DraftKings.
Number two.
Numero dos on the Fade Five today. You got to take Miami Dolphins running back. Do you go Jeff Wilson? Do you go Raheem Mostert? Maybe go like vintage Sticky Icky Williams. I don't know if I would go Ricky Williams. Maybe Ronnie Brown running, you know, the Wildcat all day long. But no, I like Raheem Mostert quite a bit. I'm taking the over at 47.5 rush yards, minus 115 at BetMGM. Somebody on the ground is going to do big things for the Dolphins because everybody is doing big things on the ground against the LA Chargers this season. The Chargers specifically have given up 5.61 yards per carry, 135.0 rush yards per game to the running back position. Just to that position, a dozen guys have reached 48 rush yards in a game at the running back position this season against the LAC. And you look at Mostert, last week saw 60% of the snap share. So really, Jeff Wilson took a backseat, which was odd. And I know those guys have kind of switched on and off in that capacity. But here's an early bonus time. I also kind of like the over on Wilson Jr., 40.5 rush yards. Both could run for 50 yards in this game, given the susceptibility, given the leakiness of this Chargers defense. But getting back to Mostert in week 13, a guy that, you know, again, that 60% snap share. I think he's going to exceed 10 carries in this game. He only had 7 last week. You know, very attractive, 2.90 yards of contact per attempt he has registered this year. And he's hit the over in 7 of 11 contests he has seen action in this season. So, Raheem, oh, man, make it a dream in rush yards and hopefully hit the over 47.5 minus 115 at BetMGM.
Number one.
Dash away all. And I'm talking to you, Patrick Mahomes. My top player prop this week is not only then the booty scooter. And I'm taking the over on 17.5 rush yards and lighter juice at MGM at minus 110. Why do I like Patrick Mahomes to get to at least 18 rush yards? It's puzzling. This number is this low. I thought for sure be in the low 20s against the My Little Ponies of Denver. Denver, you know, middle of the pack in terms of pressure applied, the number 15 in the NFL in sack percentage. But Derek Carr ran for at least 18 yards against them. Zach Wilson did it for all the moms out there as well. And then Tyler Huntley ran for 40-plus against the Broncos last week. So, you know, Mahomes should easily be able to achieve this. He averages 3.7 rush attempts per game and 23.6 rush yards per game. I think this is a value play based on the recency bias. Last week, just a couple of carries for 9 yards against Cincinnati. That was uncharacteristic of what we have seen from Patty Mahomes here for much of the season. He has gone over 17.5 rush yards in 9 of his last 10 games. So, if the Broncos can be even remotely competitive in this one, and maybe even happens on the first series, Mahomes, when he feels the pressure, sees the opportunity, green in front of him, is a guy who is apt to take off and run and call his own number. And I think that happens, you know, 3 to 5 times, and we cash the over 17.5 rush yards as a result, minus 110. At BetMGM. All right, it's bonus time. What else do I like in the NFL this week? I got you a couple of college basketball. Hell, I'll even throw an NBA play on this Friday edition. Let's go to that battle for Ohio again. I like Tyler Boyd. Now I'm going to take the over on 40.5 receiving yards. Boyd's done this in 7 of his last 10 games. And I know what you're thinking. Well, Brad, he fell short against Cleveland the first matchup back in week 8, only 3 for 38. But he saw Greg Newsome in that game. Got to see him again. And the second time around, I think he's got to, you know, nibble at him, get more chunks and deliver in the box score. Newsome this season giving up a 76.9% catch rate and 103.5 passer rating working out of the slot. 21. That's right, Blackjack. 21 wide receivers have hit the over against Cleveland this season. And Boyd, number 10 on the air among all wide receivers in yards per target. So his 3 receptions, if that's what it is, and I think maybe a tick more than that, will get to at least 41 receiving yards. I am banking on that. All right, I teased this earlier, and I'm going to give you the delivery here now. I'm going to take the under, and this is a dangerous game to play, but I'm gonna live it, on Stephon Diggs, 6.5 receptions against the New York Jets, getting a lot of sauce guarder, and we know how fantastic he is in coverage. The rookie has been locked down, giving up a 43.9% catch rate and 48.6 passer rating to his assignments. You know, Diggs has only been over this under a number only 4 times a season, but one of those 4 times came against the Jets. He had 10 targets, 5 receptions for 93 yards. Impressive day, fantasy viable to say the least, but I don't care about the yardage. I just want him to tuck under. I think it could be 6 exactly in the box score for him against the Jets defense, giving up 6.41 pass yards per attempt. And only 4 guys have caught 7 balls in a game against him. Jacoby Myers, Justin Jefferson, Jerry Jeudy, and Amari Cooper. So, again, I'm taking the under on Stephon Diggs, 6.5 receptions. And I'll tell you what, I'll give you 2 more. Tony Pollard, I'm taking the over on 69.5 rush yards at DraftKings at minus 115. Stick it on Houston. Dallas is favored by 17.5 points. They should have a, you know, controlling lead late in this game and a whole lot of Pollard, whole lot of Zeke Elliott. I kind of like Zeke on anytime touchdown. The best odds at BetMGM right now at minus 125, and I think that's a gift in its own right. But you look at Pollard, number one in the NFL in yards after contact per attempt at 4.07. Houston, you know the story. They've given up 5.12 yards per carry, 144.3 rush yards per game just to running backs, and 11 dudes have gone over this number on the ground at the position against him. Pollard played 42.4% of the snaps last week. He has been over this mark in seven of his last 10. Even if he gets a similar workload, a similar snap share, you know, 12, 13 carries approximately, he could hit a home run and hit the over on 69.5 rush yards. And last one for you, let's do an OGP, come with me. And hopefully this one's going to cash in the San Francisco and Tampa game. Brock, he's so pretty. I kind of like what he showed last week, a guy that played unfazed, played efficiently. And as a result, I think he'll be able to carry that over against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Yeah, the tape may be out on him, and the Bucs will make adjustments, but Purdy will make adjustments as well. So here are two legs that I like. Give me George Kittle, 20-plus receiving yards. Give me the CMC football factory, Christian McCaffrey, for 5-plus receptions. Both those events occur as plus 105 at BetMGM. You look at Kittle, all 11 games he's played in this season, he's recorded at least 20 receiving yards. He's number six in the ACK. At the tight end position, he's running close to 30 routes per game. And 14 tight ends have gone over this number against the Buccaneers this season. Meanwhile, I look at McCaffrey, his last three games, 23 total targets, and he's hit the over on catches in two of his last three. Now, remember, no Elijah Mitchell for the next several weeks. In those two in which he went over, he had seven catches and eight catches. Nice little rhythm and chemistry that he had with Purdy last week. Now, only two rushers have gone over this number against Tampa Bay this season. Kenneth Walker III and Mark Ingram last week. But McCaffrey is such a centerpiece vertically within this offensive scheme that I think he'll catch five or more balls. And again, match for Kittle, 20-plus receiving yards, plus money, plus 105 at BetMGM. All right, let's go to the world of college basketball on this Friday. It is a very light slate. Best game on the board is Washington Gonzaga. Slight lean to the Huskies, plus the 16.5 in this game. Though tempo is going to really dictate, you know, who is going to be piling up the points and who could emerge victorious and how convincing will that victory be for Gonzaga. I don't say not a ton because the Zags, number 152 in effective field goal percentage defense this season, have been great offensively, number three in adjusted offensive efficiency, but Washington in that zone, I think we'll be able to hang tough. Very good defensive team, top 60 in the country in defense efficiency. So 16.5 points, too much for me. My favorite play, bar none, on the board on this Friday. Air Force, aim high. I'm taking them on the chalk, -6.5 against Arkansas State. Elevation to Colorado Springs, obviously going to play a factor there. But Air Force can really shoot the rock from outside. 48.7% of their shots come from distance, and they're netting a respectable 35.8%. Arkansas State, not a good three-point defensive team. Number 234, to be exact, and three-point percentage defense. So the fact that Air Force, number 31 in the country, an effective field goal percentage defense, and they've been winning by an average margin of 18.4 points per game at home. A lot of factors pointing the opposite direction of Arkansas State. That's why I like Air Force tonight, -6.5. And in the NBA, my only play that I am looking at is Bol Bol. I could ball out. And I'm taking the over on points plus rebounds, which is at 19.5. Bol Bol's been over this in two of his last three games. He's averaging 28.1 minutes played per game since November 1st. And you look at Orlando, he's going against. And their last 10 games, number 19, and opponent rebounds per game allowed. So they've been vulnerable in that area. That plays well for a guy who's 7-plus feet. And then they also go to the third worst adjusted defensive efficiency over the 10 games stretch. So great matchup for Bol Bol.
He honestly could do this in points, which he did in the last game, but points and rebounds is normally set for, you know, 7-8 in that category, and it's just 19.5. I like the over at -115 at DraftKings. All right, I am out of breath. I am out of time. Shout out to my buddy Lundy, who will be back with me on Monday. Good luck in all of your wagers here in NFL week number 14, college basketball and beyond. Always check out my spreadsheet and Lundy's spreadsheet. They're always free and always accessible on the Twitter, me at Noisy Huevos, Lundy at Nate Lundy, and also drop us a rating and a review if you enjoy this podcast. Follow both of us there on that medium as well, and subscribe to the Feed the Noise channel if you're watching this podcast. You already are. If you're not and just getting the audio version, thank you for that. But if you want to see my ugly face or Lundy's beautiful hair, because he has lovely hair, by all means, check out the Fade the Noise YouTube channel. For me and me alone, Nate Lundy's not here. Until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.